Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Meister Shane Daf Yud Ches, and we are starting Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel, and in the Vilna Torah Daf it's on Yud Alef Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Biakav Moshe Hurtnes Shama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Mois Chulin Mois Meister Shani Shenis Bazru. There's Chulin money and Meister Shani money that was on the table, for example, and it fell off and it scattered all over the place. Mashulikit Liket Meister Shani Achi Ashlim Vashar Chulin. Whatever he gathers, meaning he picks up these coins one by one, those first coins that he picks up are assumed to be Meister Shani until he completes the total amount of Meister Shani that he had, and then we say the rest is Chulin. For example, he had 20 Meister Shani coins and 20 Chulin, and they scatter all over the place. When he's picking them up one by one, we say that the first 20 coins that he picks up, those are Meister Shani, and then the rest of the coins are Chulin. And the reason why we're able to say that is because it's possible that the ones he's actually picking up first are Meister Shani, because again, he's picking them up one by one. And the benefit over here is, let's say he ended up losing a couple of coins. Meister Shani is not going to lose out, it's going to be Chulin losing out. However, the Mishnah continues, in Balal v'chafan l'fi chashbain. If the coins were mixed together and he picked up a handful of them, then everything's based off the chashbin. Namely, if the Meister Shani and Chulin coins, before they got scattered, were all mixed together, and then they fell down, and when he picked them up, he grabbed handfuls or scoopfuls of them, then we say it's just based off the chashbin. So in our example, he had 20 of this and 20 of that, and he picked up a handful of 10, let's say. We would say that 5 of those are Chulin and 5 are Meister Shani. And this continues, this is the rule, hamaslacht in Meister Shani. If they're picked up one by one, then we say the first ones he picks up are Meister Shani, v'hanivlalim v'fi chashbin, and if they're all mixed together, everything's based off of the chashbin. Continuing on, sal shal Meister Shani v'shal Chulin shenis arvu. We have two slime, one of Meister Shani and one of Chulin, and they got mixed together. We don't know which one is Chulin, which one's Meister Shani. Maybe b'sal amayis, he brings a whole sala worth of copper coins, v'aymer, and he says, sal shal Meister Shani b'chal makam shehi, the sal of Meister Shani, whichever one it is, meaning it's one of these two, b'chalas amayis halalu, its kedusha is transferred onto these copper coins, u'bayras hayafa shebahen, and then he picks the nicest one of the two slime that he has in front of him, and he's re-machal the kedusha from the copper coins onto the silver one, and now we have the nicer silver one being Meister Shani. And the reason why he does this is B'nesha Amru, because Chazal said, Mechalim Kesef on the Choshes Midaychuk, the one is only allowed to transfer the Kedusha of Meister Shani from silver onto copper, Midaychuk. In a pressured situation like this, Loshe Kaim Kane, it's not allowed to remain like that, El Chazer Mechalim Al Kesef, he has to go and be Mechal once again back onto the silver, and that's because it's designed to treat Meister Shani like this, to take it and downgrade its Kedusha onto something lower, from silver onto copper. And the only reason why permitted over here is that we don't have a mix-up of these coins, therefore temporarily the Kedusha is being transferred onto the copper and then being transferred back onto the nicer of the two silver coins. Now we go on to a machloikas. Beshamay says, Lo yasa adam eslov din rezov. One is not allowed to take his slime, his silver coins, and turn them into gold coins. Ubesel matirin besel allows, and the Gemara is going to explain what this machloikas is. And Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Ani asisa l'Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Shua as kaspam din rezov. I turned Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua's silver coins into gold ones. Now the Gemara clarifies the first case of the Mishnah. Amar Zeir, Zeir says, Kedelos Char Sheni. This is all so that Meister Sheni should gain. Shema Yevdu Hashar. Maybe the rest of the coins got lost. V'yu Elu Shebiyadai Tfusin Al Sheni. And the ones in his hand are going to be tufas, grabbed onto, if you will, to Meister Sheni. Let's say he started out with 40 coins. They fell off the table, and now there's only 35. In order that Meister Sheni doesn't lose out, we say that as he's picking them up one by one, the first 20 that he gathers are Meister Sheni, and now he only has 15 left. Well, that turns out to be a loss of 5 for Chulin, and at least Meister Sheni doesn't lose out. Now, Amram Zair further clarifies, Vitzarch Lahasnes Veloimar, he has to make a Tanai and say, Im Elu Shalamaton Shani, if the ones that are still below, meaning the scattered ones, are actually the Meister Shani ones, you Elu Shabiyadi Tfusin Alayan, these ones in my hand that I gathered, they should be toughest for those. In other words, we don't say that the 20 coins that he picked up first are for sure Meister Shani. We say there's a very big possibility they're Meister Shani, but he still has to express in words that if the ones on the floor are Meister Shani, then the ones in my hand should be in place of those. And Amar Bien, Rabbi tells us, the only way we're going to say that the coins that he's picking up are considered Meister Shani is v'hu shaliket mikan mikan. As only if he's picking them up individually, one from here, one from there, he's basically picking them up from random places. Avol mliket al oimon, if he's picking them up from a row or in the same area, kebayel v'chayfen hu, that's like a case where they're all mixed together. In other words, when our Meister Shani and Chulin money got all scattered all over the floor, the only way we say that the first 20 coins he's picking up are considered Meister Shani is if he's picking up one from here and then one from there and he turns around and picks up one behind him, because then we could say that there's a real real possibility that he happens to actually be picking up only Meiser Sheni coins. But if he just goes to one area and it picks up all the coins from that area, then it's unlikely to say that the coins localized in that area all happen to be Meiser Sheni. In that situation, it would be like the next case of the Mishnah of Baal V'chayfen. Now we continue talking about the second case where our Meiser Sheni and Chulin coins were all mixed together. And this opens up the concept of Bila, mixing. Namely, when we have two things that are mixed together, do we say that they're mixed completely evenly or no? So here the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi tells us B'Shem Rav Pedaya, and Rabbi Yaina says B'Shem Chizkiya, Ein Belila El B'Yan B'Shem Balvad. The only time we could say there's Belila or Bila, there's a complete mixing of two things, is if we have wine and oil. Namely, when we're talking about liquids, if we have two liquids that are mixed together, then we're able to say that there's a complete even mixing of them. And if you were to dip a cup into this liquid mixture and scoop out a whole bunch, we would say that there's a even proportion of these two different liquids in the cup that you picked up. But not with dry things. When you have different dry things that are mixed together, let's say pieces of apples and oranges, just because we have pieces of 10 apples and pieces of 5 oranges mixed together, and you take a whole cup of this mixture, we're not necessarily going to say that we're going to have an even mixture of apples and oranges here because it's not liquid. Which Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Ad kizesim hanivlolim, that as long as the pieces of the yavesh, the dry things, are up until and not bigger than the size of a zayis, an olive, then we say they do mix evenly. Now the Gemara asks, Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan, would we say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan? The Mishnah is for sure not like Chizkiya. Because Chizkiya says, whenever dealing with dry things, we cannot assume that there's an even mixing. And our Mishnah is talking about dry things, namely coins. And our Mishnah seems to say that when we have our Meiser Sheni and Chulin coins mixed together, they are mixed evenly. But what about Rabbi Yochanan? Would our Mishnah not be like him? Because our Mishnah says, Imbal al v'chafan l'fi chashbin. And that tells us that everything was mixed evenly. So pasalo, we could explain as follows, ad kizesim, that we could be referring to coins that are the size of no bigger than an olive, and therefore our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yochanan, that there's even mixing. I would continue to explain our Mishnah, which had said, Hamslachtim l'maiser sheni v'anivolam v'fi chashbin, and we just clarify, Rabbi Yisri Rabun says, B'shem Rav Huna, salkas masiso, we have to complete the statement of the Mishnah by saying, hanivlalim v'hanichnafim l'fi chashbin, that anything which is mixed and scooped up together, then is based off of the same chashbin. Namely, don't be mistaken by this klal of our Mishnah, that if they're nivlal, they were mixed together, and then they fell on the floor and scattered all over, that whatever you pick up is automatically considered an even mixture of chulin and meiser sheni. It has to be that you had scooped it up together, like we had said in the Reisha of the Mishnah, and this Seifa that leaves out the word nechnafim is really just going based off of the Reisha, and that's what the Gemara is clarifying. Going on to explain the next case of the Mishnah, Sela shal meiser sheni v'shal chulin shenis arvu mevi besala mois. We have two slime, one of meiser sheni, one of chulin, and they got mixed up. We don't know which one is chulin, which one is meiser sheni, so we bring a Sela's worth of copper coins, we change the Gevusha of the meiser sheni onto the copper coins, and then transfer it back onto the nicest silver one. Now, Tani, we have a Braisa ben Azayim. Rabban Azay says, Shtayim, we bring two slime worth of copper coins, and we transfer the one Sela's worth of Kedusha onto these two slime worth of copper coins, and then transfer the Kedusha back onto the nicest silver one. And obviously, we need an explanation of this. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Zaira Amar, Rabbi Zaira said one morning after he woke up, Ma Bechelma, what's with this that I saw in my dream? Kadyechel Ula Bar Yishmal Kupdesh Mena, that I will feed Ula Bar Yishmal a fatty piece of meat. And this fatty piece of meat is referring to teaching him a piece of Torah, meaning Rabbi Zaira didn't understand his dream that he had, that he was going to end up teaching Ula Bar Yishmal a nice geshmak piece of Torah. And Lamacha, the next day, Asa, Ula Bar Yishmal came to Rabbi Zaira, and Shaalei, he asked him the following question. Amarlei, he told him, Lama Shtayim, why two? Why does Ben Azay say that we have to take two Sela's worth of copper coins to transfer this one Sela's worth of Meiser Sheni onto them? And so Amarlei, Rabbi Zaira told him, Mitach Sha'at Amarlei Kain, because when you tell him to do this, Hu Doichek Atzma Yopayda Isa, he's going to push himself and make sure to redeem it. So before we explain this, we already have an answer to Rabbi Zaira's dream. This is the fatty piece of meat, meaning the nice geshmak piece of Torah that he's teaching Ula Bar Yishmal. And now we have an answer to what Ben Azay had taught on our Mishnah, that we have to have two Sela's worth of copper coins. That's because Ben Azay is afraid that if we allow him to transfer the Kedusha of one of these slime onto one Sela's worth of copper coins, he might just leave it like that, because it's one Sela and one Sela. So here he has a Sela's worth of copper coins, then now it's Kedusha's Meiser Sheni. And we don't want him to do that, because as we said, that's bizayin to Meiser Sheni to transfer from silver to copper. Therefore, Ben Azay says, take two slime worth of copper coins, transfer the Kedusha of this one silver Sela onto two slime of copper coins, and you're not going to want to have two slimes worth that's Kadosh, so therefore, you're going to push yourself, he's going to be doichek et atzmai, to transfer the Kedusha back onto the nice silver one. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.